into our roll call.
Bill Calder.
Here.
Van Brunski.
Here.
Graham Hughes.
Here.
Neely Latham.
Here.
Colin McNown. Larry Marab. Jimmy Mortimer.
Here.
Captain Rivers. Alexis Rylan.
Present.
Jim Sayer.
Here.
Jeffrey Stewart is here. And Kaylee Prince.
Here.
And Mike Dunn. Who?
All right. So our next item is call to the audience. Don't see anybody. There's anybody here who'd like to speak? No? So we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from the November 25, 2025 commission meeting. So I'm going to give a draft of that. I'm sure everybody's had a chance to take a look at it. Are there any comments or corrections to the minutes? Okay, if not, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved. I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Right on, thank you. All right, so we have got in our presence one new Park Tucson Commission member. We have another one who's not here, so we will move on to the introduction of our new member who's here. This is Kaylee Prince.
Yes.
So welcome. Like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm the new district programs coordinator for Downtown Tucson Partnerships. I am 2 weeks and 2 days in, so very new. I'm kind of absorbing everything, but you know, excited to kind of dive in and figure out how I can be the best I can be for DTP.
All right. So welcome.
Thank you.
And then I guess we do have Michael Guyman, who's also been newly appointed.
He hasn't been appointed yet, has he?
He's not been appointed
no.
yet?
No. He just, we haven't put him through the process yet. He's just taking over for Zach's spot.
Okay.
Until.
Still, okay. All right. All right. So our next item is the acting chairpersons for Fort. And I don't have anything specifically prepared, so we will move on to the election of a chairperson. So we have been kicking this can down the road for a few months. Is there anybody willing, maybe I'm not saying you want to, is anybody willing to fill the role? And is it a year or is it a 2 year? It's relatively easy, people.
I think they want to do it, though.
I think you would do well.
I think you would do great.
Thanks, guys. But then we would have somebody who could take over clerk.
Yes, we would have to do that.
No pressure, huh? Congratulations.
Would you like to take over now? Or would you like for me to finish it out? It's going to be a short meeting.
It's yours.
All right. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jeffrey. All right. So we will move on to the administrator's report. Brandon.
Yes. So we had Mayor and Council public hearing. I believe that was Wednesday, January 21st. I don't know if any of you guys had a chance to look at it. online or if you were present, we were there. They gave us an hour to specifically address the Parks to Fund rate increase, extending the hours and days. I can tell you the community turned out. We spent all of every 60 minutes on that conversation. We had local business owners speaking throughout downtown Tucson. We had people who work for the city there. We had people who come and dine there, shop here, take in movies here. And ultimately, the mayor and council had decided that they had more questions than answers. So they decided to adopt a motion where they said they will revisit this within 90 days was the word, within 90 days. So that will then take us to the end of April. They didn't say which way they would vote. They just said that they would have more questions than answers at that moment and decided to push it down the road until they looked more into it. They didn't give any details what that looked like, if they're going to reach out to the commission, if they're going to reach out to myself. They didn't say. The motion was, let's revisit this within 90 days. And that was pretty much the update. And I can tell you, everyone who spoke at the public hearing, let's just say they were not in favor of it. Do anybody have any questions for me? I was there. It was a long day. Anybody have any questions?
What were the particular items that they pushed in terms of increase and timing? Because I know we had done the meter time extension was already implemented.
What was implemented will stand. What they are pushing down specifically is the extension to 10 p.m., because that's what they were voting on, and Sunday. So that's the extended day. So 7 days a week until 10 p.m. That is what they said, hey, we're not prepared to vote on that right now. We have more questions. It was also a lot of people, they do not like the idea that some areas have a two-hour parking, where other areas have three or four. They had questions for mayor and council how that is determined. Specifically, an area that they were talking about was apparently by the Children Museum. One part of it says 2 hours, another part says 3 hours, and so they were talking about the inconsistency there. They were talking about coming downtown, going to dinner, taking a movie, they can't do it in 2 hours, and so that specifically is what they said that they would revisit within the next 90 days. Which will be the end of April. Any other questions? Oh, I like this. Thank you.
If I can actually ask you a question.
Yes.
What was the motion that they were considering? Where did that come from? Who brought this up?
What's the specific motion?
To extend the hours to 10 and to Sunday. Where did that come from? What was the genesis of that?
I don't know that because I wasn't here when that conversation started. So I can find out, but I'm not sure.
There's a staff recommendation to the mayor and council, I'm pretty sure, right? Park Tucson was saying this is what we want to do.
Last summer, in June or July, we sent a letter to the council saying we did not suggest any further increases or extensions.
The commission did.
So I was just wondering.
Don't quote me on this, but I'm told, I believe, that mayor and council asked Park and Tucson to look at this.
Okay.
So that we were guided to look at potentially extending until 10 p.m. and an additional date. That's what was given to me. I was never given that it came specifically from Parks Tucson or the commission. It's my understanding here, council asked us to look at what those increases look like and those extended dates. That's right. Yes.
That's what I remember.
Yes.
There was the mayor and council, the staff and mayor and council had come up with this.
Okay.
And it's not something we had already. This commission had
Yeah, no, I knew we had written a letter asking that that not be put into place, so, all right.
And I believe that was acknowledged as well, my name is certain. Any other questions?
All right.
Financial report, Mr. Trudy.
Good morning, everyone. So looking over our revenues on the first page of the details, the garage revenue does appear to be slightly down, and that is mainly due to a debt service that was paid off that we were being reimbursed by Pima County. So truthfully, the revenues are not down. It's just the absence of that reimbursement. Our meters are slightly up. And our on-street programs, they're coming in right about flat. Citations are down. Overall, our revenue is not down by that much. And then moving on down onto our expenditures, those are also slightly down. And overall, we are operating in the black right now. Good news. The third page is our straight line budget to actuals. Quick picture. And then the final page is just a breakdown of the revenues and the pie chart showing how it comes in. Do we have any questions?
How is the gym show normally? I don't think it impacts this in a very positive way.
Let me see. I did do a month-by-month revenue.
We're told it's not going to come down on us.
I don't have the previous year's revenue here, but I can pull that so that I can do the comparison to see how much it increases in January, February. And I'm not sure where that takes place, if it's on the meters or in lots.
I told you they're all over.
Yeah, I'm sure it's everywhere. Yeah.
People that's here, they said it.
Everything increases.
Everything.
Yeah.
And it hasn't started yet.
Oh, yeah. It started. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I literally just gave the revenue investigators an access card yesterday. They can pick up the money and bring it right to the office. I'm not scared they're going to get robbed on the way there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Are you good, Ms. Trudy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Parking service agent staffing levels. We have only 4 of the 11 positions filled. So that means we have 7 openings. We just posted the job. Again, we had done a little bit of hiring where we hired 2 people, I believe, at the last meeting, in which one is no longer here. So we have already lost some of them. So that gets us back to 7. We reposted this position, and we should, my understanding, HR are cycling through resumes now. They will get that over to the team here. They will then do their review of the resumes, and hopefully we'll start interviewing within the next week or 2. But yes, we are still understaffed as of right now. Any questions?
What's the starting?
Starting pay, $16.95 to $24.35, I believe. So I can verify those numbers for you.
I'm just curious.
And I'm guessing that's the reason why the citations are down.
Absolutely, we have 4 people literally, and it's not even a whole entire 4, because if you know, you don't know, I should say, we have to do collections as well. That's in the meters, so that's another body that's not doing cycles. citations. Then you have someone doing repairs. That's another body that's not on citation. So essentially you have two people literally citing the whole entire city.
We should sometime compare the university job description with the city. I know it's going to be different, but
yes,
we have turnover at the university in the parking enforcement side, but most are there for years.
Absolutely.
And it starts at a lower hourly rate.
That's good information to know.
I don't know if it's maybe the mix of like at the other added things. I
was going to say, or maybe just the amount of, I guess, square miles they have to cover as well, especially in the heat in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I wonder if that plays a factor in it as well.
Right.
We'll be in front. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
Yes, and so I'm wondering if we need to put that on as a as an agenda item.
Janine, I looked at my analysis on month by month, and I don't really see huge spikes in February or March. Off-street parking last year, it was one of our higher months in March, but meters don't seem to change that much around the gym show. And actually, March was our biggest month last year for meters. So that might be when that revenue comes in once the gym show's gone. I don't know if we expect it in February or actually March.
Yeah. All right. Okay, are there any other agenda items for next month? And I believe we are going to a virtual meeting next month.
Yes.
Right? So we will do 2 months by Teams or Zoom and then be back here in person in April.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We need to add to the agenda.
Oh, to have an update, yes.
Yeah, you could borrow it.
Okay.
Complete streets update?
And I can see.
Who's going to be our rep for Complete Streets?
Yeah.
Dale.
I'm the rep, yeah.
Yeah.
Dale is.
And I'll make a quick report kind of over and above back and side on the agenda. But, one, I did get officially appointed, went through the process, and I've been to a special meeting. I haven't been to a regular meeting yet, but the special meeting was to discuss whether the Complete Streets Committee, what its position was going to be on the Regional Transportation Plan. And so that's still an ongoing, hasn't been finalized position or issue. That's what's...
Dale, could you ask when it's appropriate? There was also a Complete Streets Coordinating Council Technical Advisory Committee that was put together early on, and we've never met. The intent was that before it went to the Coordinating Council, the Technical Advisory Committee would look at plans and such to make a recommendation. And
right.
I don't know whatever happened to that. I was thinking about that this morning.
Yeah. You're talking about plans for actual safety improvements,
right,
et cetera. Looking at the detail of those plans.
Right. Before they adopted the acceptance of that plan.
Okay. I'll ask it and see what I
could. And maybe they just decided they don't need it until later. That was
could be
unnecessary. Yeah.
I do know they're paying for a new pedestrian crossing at Sarnoff and Pantano Parkway.
All right. And do we add an item for checking in to see if there's anything particular with any of our kind of former subcommittees that needs to be addressed?
Subcommittee check in.
A good idea. You know, it might be good to have an update on, you whether any neighborhoods are using any of their money and, you know, things like that. All right, is there anything else? Any other items we should talk about next month? We can have a nice, robust meeting for Jeffrey's first. all right, if there is not anything else, then look at us. Quick meeting. All right, yeah, we will adjourn. All right, thank you, guys.